Задание 3.9. Вы услышите интервью. В заданиях 3.9 запишите в поле ответа цифру 1, 2 или 3, соответствующую выбранному вами варианту ответа. Вы услышите запись дважды. У вас есть 50 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданиями.
Now we are ready to start.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to our daily program, The Hobby World. Today in our studio, we have Jim Snow, whose book about digital painting hit the bookstores last week and immediately became an international bestseller. Hi, Jim.
Good afternoon. Thank you for inviting me.
Why did you decide to take up digital art?
At first, it wasn't very focused, and I didn't think too much about things, like foundational art skills, or whether I could earn a living as an artist. My initial reason for learning digital art was as a creative and fun activity. This in itself is a valid reason to do any form of art.
How did you get the idea of writing a book on digital painting?
A few years ago, I wrote an article about the best digital painting software for beginners. It has proved the most popular article I've written for any medium, so I've decided I should write more about the subject. You see, digital painting is a huge subject and is very popular these days. Despite this, finding good beginner-level tutorials on the subject is still not that easy, unless you know where to look. When I started out painting digitally back in 2004, I learned very slowly and randomly on my own by creating personal digital artworks. Before that, I had been using traditional ways like pen and pencil, because I've always liked to draw.
What software do you recommend for digital painting?
Well, different types of softwares have their own particular quirks and learning curves to overcome, until you can start being creative and have fun with them. My advice would be to choose one or two programs at maximum and learn them well before trying others. This eliminates possible confusion with the learning process. Once you've learned one digital painting software well, you can usually apply the same skills to another one. What I can say from personal experience is to try different software now and then. I used to only use Corel Painter for a long time, but after I tried Photoshop and other programs after my art course finished, I realized what I had been missing. Ultimately, it is not the software or the fancy brushes that will make you a good artist, but the hours of focused practice you put in.
Have you ever got any negative feedback about your work?
I do get some negative feedback online and offline. Once I got really discouraged with my progress and disillusioned about art in general, and became a lot less inclined to upload my art. I had low confidence about art and illustration in general after being told some critical remarks by advisors at my local job centre. My family was not very supportive until much later on during the art course. In short, my motivation was lacking. So I would like to say to beginner artists that they should be wary of early criticism from complete strangers when they're starting something new, because it can be more discouraging than helpful for a beginner. Having positive feedback and encouragement from kind people is much better for motivation.
Can you give any other pieces of advice to beginner digital artists?
It applies not only to artists, but to anybody who is learning a new skill. One shouldn't forget the fun factor. What kept me going with digital arts for so long was not the prospect of earning money one day, but the fun aspect in creating fantasy creatures for my stories, which I used to write, and sharing art on the internet with like-minded people. It helps to cultivate personal passions and interests, and somehow use them while learning.
Thank you, Jim.
Thank you.
You have 15 seconds to complete the task. Now you will hear the text again.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to our daily program, The Hobby World. Today in our studio, we have Jim Snow, whose book about digital painting hit the bookstores last week and immediately became an international bestseller. Hi, Jim.
Good afternoon. Thank you for inviting me.
Why did you decide to take up digital art?
At first, it wasn't very focused, and I didn't think too much about things, like foundational art skills or whether I could earn a living as an artist. My initial reason for learning digital art was as a creative and fun activity. This in itself is a valid reason to do any form of art.
How did you get the idea of writing a book on digital painting?
A few years ago, I wrote an article about the best digital painting software for beginners. It has proved the most popular article I've written for any medium, so I've decided I should write more about the subject. You see, digital painting is a huge subject and is very popular these days. Despite this, finding good beginner-level tutorials on the subject is still not that easy, unless you know where to look. When I started out painting digitally back in 2004, I learned very slowly and randomly on my own by creating personal digital artworks. Before that, I had been using traditional ways like pen and pencil, because I've always liked to draw.
What software do you recommend for digital painting?
Well, different types of softwares have their own particular quirks and learning curves to overcome, until you can start being creative and have fun with them. My advice would be to choose one or two programs at maximum and learn them well before trying others. This eliminates possible confusion with the learning process. Once you've learned one digital painting software well, you can usually apply the same skills to another one. What I can say from personal experience is to try different software now and then. I used to only use Corel Painter for a long time, but after I tried Photoshop and other programs after my art course finished, I realized what I had been missing. Ultimately, it is not the software or the fancy brushes that will make you a good artist, but the hours of focused practice you put in.
Have you ever got any negative feedback about your work?
I do get some negative feedback online and offline. Once I got really discouraged with my progress and disillusioned about art in general, and became a lot less inclined to upload my art. I had low confidence about art and illustration in general after being told some critical remarks by advisors at my local job centre. My family was not very supportive until much later on during the art course. In short, my motivation was lacking. So I would like to say to beginner artists that they should be wary of early criticism from complete strangers when they're starting something new, because it can be more discouraging than helpful for a beginner. Having positive feedback and encouragement from kind people is much better for motivation.
Can you give any other pieces of advice to beginner digital artists?
It applies not only to artists, but to anybody who is learning a new skill. One shouldn't forget the fun factor. What kept me going with digital arts for so long was not the prospect of earning money one day, but the fun aspect in creating fantasy creatures for my stories, which I used to write, and sharing art on the internet with like-minded people. It helps to cultivate personal passions and interests, and somehow use them while learning.
Thank you, Jim.
Thank you.
This is the end of the task. You now have 15 seconds to check your answers.